Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you avoid becoming overwhelmed too often? Now, as I teach you this one, I got four big ideas for you here, but I want to first clarify, there's a little bit of difference between overwhelm and burnout, right? Overwhelm in the moment, you feel kind of flooded with obligation in that moment where you feel like you just can't handle everything. Burnout is you've been handling everything for too long and now you're just wasted away, exhausted. Sometimes it's both, but I want to let you know, I've got another episode on how to avoid burnout, and that's going to be a little different than today. How do you avoid overwhelm? That in the moment sense that you can't handle it all, right? So hopefully we can make sure you avoided burnout and now we're in the moment. Now it's like, okay, there's a lot coming at you today. How do you go through the day without feeling completely overwhelmed by all the obligations that you got on your plate? I hope, first and foremost, that you've been saying no, you've been, you know, keeping your boundaries set, that you're only taking on things that you really want to take on, that you're managing your own life's agenda. If any of that sounds foreign to you, please read my book, The Motivation Manifesto. Get your life back, okay? Begin there. Get life back. Then let's talk about the overwhelm in the moment. First, I love to share that it's necessary to start your day organized.
A lot of overwhelm comes because all of a sudden you're distracted or you're reacting to everybody. So in the moment, you feel like, I gotta write this email, I gotta take this call, I'm doing these three projects, I don't know when I'm gonna do them today. So everything feels like, ugh. If you block your time out well during the day, and most importantly, you begin that day knowing what the day is about, that will help you minimize daily overwhelm. Like get up in the day, I like to get up in the day and I do my morning routines where I stretch or work out, I get lots of water, I write down everything I want to work through that day, follow my one page productivity sheet. If you haven't seen that, just go online and type in one page productivity sheet with my name and it'll pop up. And you know, I organize my day so much. It doesn't mean that sometimes that day doesn't get blown out of the water by some emergency, but that's very rare. Because I saw most of those emergencies come, because I'm planning ahead. But starting the day on a place of just security, a place of certainty, a place of this is what I want this day to be about, that will automatically help you deal with those moments of overwhelm, because you'll know what's next. That you'll know what's coming next in terms of your obligations or that next hour of block time to get things done. Trust me. Start the day organized. You'll be so happy that you did that. Also, to manage day-by-day overwhelm, here's what I want you to do. Between your major projects or the major times of that you've blocked out to do things, in between, transition well. If you're going from project A to project B during the day, let's say project A was you're replying to all your emails. Now project B is you have to create a presentation. In between those, give yourself a time to reset. It's very important. Give yourself a time to reset. If you go from into one project, into another one, and you're smashing all your projects together during the day, you're just gonna be like, your brain's not having its time to break from one to start the other. And your brain needs that silence in between those projects to bring full focus and creativity. Otherwise, your mind starts wandering between all the projects and you get overwhelmed. Make sense? So having a break in between projects helps. For me personally, I do a 10 to 15 minute meditation between my major projects. So for example, if we finish this video and I had to go create a PowerPoint or a keynote presentation, I'd finish this video, I'd go and I'd sit, close my eyes, I'd do a 15 minute release meditation technique, and then I'd begin. If you haven't studied my work on that, I've been blessed to train a million people on meditation now. Just type in my name and release meditation technique. You can learn how to do that on YouTube. Very, very simple technique. For you, it might be take a quick nap or take a walk around the block or around the office, but give yourself a mental break between projects and that overlapping overwhelm will start to go away. I think next, it's about giving yourself the ability to catch up at the end of the day. I know if during the day there's so many things going on, I'm freaking out, I don't worry about it because I'm gonna give myself a block of time at the end of the day. I just call catch-up time. It's every day before dinner for me. No matter what, before my dinner, I take 30 minutes to sit down and catch up. I literally sit down and go, okay, what do I need to make sure I catch up on? I only have 30 minutes. What do I need to catch up on? Is it replying to three or four emails specifically? Is it finishing those last three slides of the presentation? Is it making those two quick phone calls? I give myself that time, and I know it's there every day. It's like my safety zone. At the end of the day, right before dinner, doesn't matter, I'm gonna take 30 minutes to catch up. So even if I feel overwhelmed in the moment, I go, it's okay, I got the safety time. Tonight, I'll catch up on that. So before I start to cook dinner, or before we go out to dinner, I just take that 30 minutes, and it's like a religion for me. It's like just that time, and it makes me throughout the day so much more fluid and able to know that I will catch up. And here's the last one. Maybe it's not so strategic or routine-based as these other ones, but it's very simple. You need to, at some point, as a mature adult, someone who wants to reach that next level of consciousness in your life, you need to decide to bring a little bit more emotional peace, mindfulness, conscious will about the emotions you're experiencing each day. If you're constantly finding yourself in a panic or freaking out about other things, it's like you need to decide that you want a character that's stronger than that. You know, it used to be a part of the conversation in character development. You know, you look back in the centuries of philosophy or human development, and people took pride in learning to be stoic or being calm amid the storm, to be the leader when everything is going chaotic, that someone would stand strong and be there and purposely decide to deal with all the chaos from a good place. Now, it's like our culture celebrates victimhood, or our culture celebrates the person who is the drama queen who freaks out about every little thing because it's fun to watch on reality TV. But in real life, make it a goal to have character development, to meet the demands of the time, the demands of the moment, from a place of peace or strength or joy, from a good place, an emotional state that's going to serve in the situation that you have chosen, versus being that person who just gets overwhelmed. Oh my God, da, 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 da. I think the world is so full of so many people trying to be drama queens to get attention versus people trying to be role models to say, look, we can handle this. And that old sort of, that old ethic that came from stoicism, or that old ethic that came from, you know, just mastering your own mind, mastering your own attitude, we've lost a lot of that conversation. So I'm always having that in these Charged Life episodes with you. You are the commander of your own attitude. You get to choose the energy that you feel and bring into moments. You don't have happiness, you don't have joy, you choose to generate those things. And the more you generate the emotional energy you need in a moment to serve or deal with the complications, the difficulties, the overwhelm, the more that you are the person who stands true and solid and purposeful in the moments that matter, not only do more people look to you to lead, not only do more people look to you with just, they look at you at a place of like respect, but you start to respect yourself. You say, I got this, I can handle this. And the more you say that, the less you feel overwhelmed, and the more you experience the Charged Life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show, or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast,
is a reflection of that. I mean, Prince, one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.